Well, the explosion and collapse of two buildings in East Harlem yesterday came the same week a local think tank raised some red flags about the city's aging infrastructure. Everything from water mains to roads to public buildings are in need of serious repair. Officials still haven't named the official cause of the explosion, whether it was because of an old gas line or something else. But this latest report from the Center for an Urban Future now seems troubling. The report is called Caution Ahead: Overdue Investments for New York's Aging Infrastructure. The center's Jonathan Bowles joins us now. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
So when you first heard about the explosion and the buildings collapsing in East Harlem yesterday, did your mind immediately go to aging infrastructure?
It really did. I mean, first of all, what a tragedy. And, you know, it's rare that our aging infrastructure leads to that kind of a calamity. Usually it's a disruption or some kind of a malfunction that just causes frustration for New Yorkers. And it's really unfortunate and a real tragedy that we saw loss of life this time.
You know, Con Edison says cast iron pipelines like the 127-year-old one near that explosion site can last a couple hundred years and not be a reason for concern. Do you agree?
Well, undoubtedly, there's a ton of cast iron gas mains all over the city, and they're not leading to these kind of disasters every day or every week. You know, but there are a lot of leaks. And, you know, we talk in our report about the fact that more than half of the city's gas mains are made of cast iron or unprotected steel, and these are the most leak-prone materials. And in 2012, there were 6,000 gas leaks from gas mains and services across the city. So, you know, there are problems there, and it's an aging gas infrastructure.
Given how big and old New York is, it would conceivably take billions of dollars to fix the city's infrastructure problems. Is that something that's even remotely achievable?
It's a great question. I mean, it costs about $2 million to $8 million per mile to replace the gas mains in New York City. And we're talking about more than 1,000 miles under Con Ed's portfolio that was built before 1960. So it's incredibly expensive. It's probably not realistic to expect all of that to be done. But we do think that there could be an acceleration of the replacement of these gas mains.
You know, we've also heard reports about possible vertical cracks in one of the buildings before it was destroyed in the explosion. A lot of us live in older buildings or homes, and we see cracks all the time. How vigilant are we supposed to be about checking the integrity of our properties?
Well, you know, you really do need to check. You need to survey because you could really pay later. And again, most cases, it's not going to lead to this kind of tragedy. But you know, I think everybody who's a homeowner in New York knows that you don't take care of the wiring, you're gonna pay a lot more down the road. And so, you know, for safety's sake, it does make sense to look at these things. And you know, I think Con Ed was out there inspecting and surveying a lot of their gas mains. And you know, this kind of thing doesn't happen very often. It's really unfortunate it did.
And, you know, beyond New York, do you feel like there's any place that's actually investing well in infrastructure at this point, maybe lessening their odds of things like gas line explosions or building collapses?
Well, you know, I think very few cities are as old as New York. So much of New York City was built up in the first half of the 20th century. But there are other cities, and they're also finding it difficult, especially as the federal government has really shied away of paying for infrastructure. We've seen, you know, bridges collapse in Minnesota. We've seen a lot of other crumbling infrastructure. And you know, in 2012, President Obama really issued a call to action to utilities around the country to fix these kind of aging gas infrastructure. Structure systems. We saw big explosions in Philadelphia and Allentown and Austin. So, you know, a number of states have gotten rid of cast iron gas mains. I think that it's a lot more difficult in New York given what our infrastructure is.
Jonathan Bowles is executive director of the Center for an Urban Future. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you.